Lake Compounds bills itself as the oldest continuously operating amusement park in North America. But COVID-19 threatened to end its 174-year streak. Now, the park is working around the clock to open its gates Wednesday, but with some notable changes to ensure the safety of guests and staff. Connecticut Public Radio's Ray Hardman recently took a tour.
On this hot, sunny morning, there's a bustle of activity at Lake Compounds. Staff are training new employees, landscapers are trimming and mulching, and workers are testing the rides. I'm escorted around the park by Amy Thomas, Lake Compounds' director of marketing. She says the entire staff has been working nonstop to get the park ready for guests.
It's been a lot of people taking on different roles that they didn't ever imagine. We've been cleaning, helping get the stands up and running, making sure all the cleaning chemicals are where they need to be, placing those social distancing stickers around the park. It's all hands on deck right now.
Thomas says back in March, she and the staff started considering how they might reopen in the midst of a pandemic. When Governor Ned Lamont allowed for the reopening of amusement parks as part of his phase two reopening plan earlier this month, Thomas says that's when the real work started.
It wasn't easy. It was a lot of actually getting back to the park and looking at our queue lines, seeing what we can reasonably change and what we can reasonably do to accommodate everybody. I think the plan that we have in place is pretty solid.
Thomas says the plan relies heavily on safety guidelines put forth by the state, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and by amusement park industry experts.
Guests and team members are going to be required to take a temperature check as they arrive. And if you temp at 100.4 or over, you will be asked to leave. And then facial coverings will be required for everyone that is age 3 and older. And as you'll walking through the park, you'll see social distancing markers everywhere. So we really need people to work with us, make sure they're maintaining that 6-foot distance from each other.
The park will run at only 25% capacity this season. That means a big change in ticketing. People will not be able to simply come to the gates and buy a ticket, says Thomas.
We are asking everyone to buy online. And the reason for that is, per the state of Connecticut, we're capped at 25% of our capacity. So we just want to make sure we're not having to turn anyone away. Because how sad is that, coming for a day of fun and not being able to get in? So when you go on our website, you're able to pick your ticket and then reserve for the day that you plan on coming.
Some rides and attractions will not operate at all because of social distancing concerns, like the bumper cars. Hard to social distance there. For all other rides, attendants will ensure all riders are seated with appropriate distance. And it's not as simple as taping off a few seats. Take, for example, Lake Compounds' oldest roller coaster, the Wildcat.
So if you're in a travel party of 4, you can sit together, but that next travel party will be then socially distanced from you. So if everybody's a single rider, it'll be one person every other car. If it's families of 4, it might be 4 here and then 4 here.
So the attendants are really going to have to improvise all day long.
They are, yes. This year will be different than any of our other 174 years. This is going to be very different.
With the spacing protocol, Thomas says to expect some long lines, especially for the most popular rides. Another challenge for staff as well as guests will be the water park, Crocodile Cove. Masks are not required in this area of the park because they pose a drowning hazard. So social distancing will be very important there, which may be tough for kids eager to get on that water slide. Thomas says queue line managers will be on hand to gently remind guests to keep their distance. Thomas says despite the delayed start to the season and the new restrictions to keep everyone safe, the staff is excited and eager to get back to the business of running an amusement park. Lake Compounds opens Wednesday through Sunday for season pass holders and the general public beginning Monday, July 6th. Ray Hardman, Connecticut Public Radio.